Welcome to this Sunrise Ranch Wednesday evening service. My name is Kayahi, for those I haven't met yet. I know there's some on the phone. Welcome, welcome. We've got people here from Sunrise Ranch in Loveland, Colorado, Texas, Australia, New York, all over the place, Canada. California. Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome, welcome. This evening, we're going to be expanding on Sunday's service, evoking the spirits of attunement. We're going to be focusing on the single eye. Gary is co-facilitating this evening. We'll be speaking on that topic. And then Katie will be reading my piece from Sunday's service, my invocation. Then I'll jibber jabber for a little bit. And we're going to go into some listening pairs and deepen our practice and our vision of our world in various ways. And then we'll close with a special piece after a large group conversation. So I welcome Gary. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Kiahi. Hello, everyone. Just want to lead us into a moment here in our space and time together by asking everyone to just get very relaxed with wherever you're sitting. Allow your muscles, your body to relax into the chair, maybe even let your eyes close down. As you bring your awareness within yourself, losing and forgetting the body, I want you to bring your focus of attention, bring your awareness to your breath. And without trying to force any particular breathing pattern, just letting yourself feel the gentle ease of each inhale and exhale. Making that the focal point of your attention. And there may be thoughts that pass through the sphere of the mind's awareness. There may be sounds that you hear around you. And I want you to approach these things as distractions, simply noticing them, allowing them to be there, and bringing the attention back to the breath. For in this one singular, eternal present moment, through the power of being present and presence with our breath, we are in oneness. We are attuned with all of life and all of life's forces. And as we deepen in this awareness, we come closer in union to that source of life, which is the truth of the reality. Just letting the breath guide one's awareness deeper and deeper, and ever more expanding into the truth and the love and the oneness with life. Giving thanks for this knowing, giving thanks for this ability, this capacity to let everything else pass out of our awareness and to deepen inside of our connection with the presence of life through our breath, with the oneness of spirit. Giving thanks for all of that, we bring ourselves back into the awareness of the body, of this moment in time space. Feeling the body, slowly opening the eyes, recognizing our surroundings and settings, And here we are, scattered around the world, connected with each other on this amazing piece of technology in front of us. And that in some way we are breathing the same breath. For in oneness there is only one thing, and life is ever happening within each breath. And we get to enjoy it ever more as we attune deeply into the spirit of life. So thanks for letting me share that with you. And thank Kiahi for inviting me into this space to speak on the spirit of the single eye. And what I'd like to share on this topic is one of the aspects of, in my understanding, the spirit of the single eye, and it's focus. Focus, another name for that could be concentration. It's where everything comes into a singular point of attention and is held there. So it's one of the adrenals. And I've found that sometimes in certain situations, which like emergency situations, and experienced some of that here recently with some of the fires, and I've experienced some of that with my partner Bex and her health crises. And at different times, there's external factors that come up that kind of push us into this space where we get ultra focused and the adrenals like kick in. Now, the adrenal is, I think, brings us into this focus space where nothing else really seems to matter because we're ultra present. And that can be a very good thing if we have a space of stillness within that ultra focus. So for myself, I've found that there's also a quality of being present inside of focus and being present and still enough in order to make a choice from a place of response instead of reaction. That makes a huge difference in how concentrated I am with my energies. And so one of the ways I like to think of focus or concentration is in the picture of a laser. And so what a laser does is it takes all these light particles and condenses them down into one single point of focus. And then that concentrated light can burn or cut or refract very strongly. Whereas otherwise, while diffused, the light is just providing light close to where the source of it is. But a laser can actually project that light deep out into space, into wherever you want to aim it. And we're kind of like that laser with our sense of awareness and attention. It's often diffused. We're often distracted and pulled in all kinds of different ways by what's happening around us. And when we can begin the conscious practice of taking all of our awareness and attention and channeling it, focusing it into a single point, a single thought, a single direction that we're looking and viewing, then we have much greater clarity. And I think we can do this microscopically, which means looking up close at something, or what do you call it, macroscopically? I'm not sure. Telescopically, there you go. No, that's still zooming in. So zooming in and zooming out, that's the easy way to say this. We can zoom into a moment and see something very specific that's happening, whatever we want to place our attention on, or we can zoom out and see a wider perspective and view of what's happening. I think both of these are potentials of the single eye. As long as we're able to maintain a sense of focus on what it is that we want to be viewing. It's so easy for our attention to get distracted. And as soon as we do that, it's very easy for us to get pulled into a space of reacting to what's happening around us, rather than holding that still space of centeredness and responding from that point to what is presented inside of our life experience, our life sphere. And I think so much of this has to do with the single eye, because it's so this idea of light and gathering all this light substance into the point of a laser focus is also true with all of our own personal energies, our attentions. Anytime anyone's ever felt scattered, I know I have before, it's especially easy when things get intense and there's a lot happening and there's a lot of things to keep track of. And so our mind is all over the place and we're scattered. But if we can take a breath, collect all of that energy, all of that thought substance, all of that emotional quality, and draw it into ourselves, into a single point, then we actually become like heavy inside of our own presence. And that grounds us into this one single eternal moment that we're existing in. And from there, we have the opportunity, I think, to be inside of more of a choice point where we can stand stably and look at the options around us and choose. Now, I'm speaking of this. I am learning this. I mean, anything I talk about is something that I'm learning at the same time. I'm just talking it out loud to see what's out there, figuring out what my own insight and higher self is wanting to reveal to my human consciousness through whatever words are coming through my mouth. I'm definitely no claim to master of this, but I am in a process of learning it. And sometimes we learn from our mistakes and sometimes we learn from our successes. But I know that to use my breath, to become still, to draw all of my capacity, all of my substance, all of my thought and awareness and intentions in to a single place, a single moment, a single eye, then I am in better position to make choices, to speak words that are in alignment with what is happening around me, rather than just to whatever my attention is drawn to in a moment, which runs through all the personal filters of my human self. And so any of those reactions might be emotional or physical or whatever it is that comes out, because I've got patterns, we've all got patterns. We're set, we've created ourselves in certain ways that we do things. And the only way to really get back into that choice point where we can be more conscious and intentional is to focus ourselves. And then from that point of presence, something is possible. We get to choose what's possible. You get to choose what's possible. It's your choice point. All I wanted to do was share what helps me get to a space where instead of being scattered and multiplied all over the place, I can bring myself into a more singular space, and I find that I'm more powerful, I'm more clear, I'm more accurate when I do. And I think that's a beautiful opportunity to continue to develop and develop and develop and develop. There is no end, only greater experience of expression and knowing of who I am. So thank you. Want to pass this back over to Kiahi.
Thank you, Gary. Over to Katie.
Thank you, Gary. Oh, oe, ioe, makualani, O source of all being, heavenly mother and father, I invoke thee. I invoke your vision. May we see with your eyes, through your heart, beyond what we see in front of us. May we see all beauty, all abundance. May we see beyond despair. May we witness your light in all things. May we find safety in this knowing. I summon a greater awareness for all humanity guided by you, as we learn to let go and let be, have faith in thee. May we stay steady in this comfort. May we plant ourselves in this moment, yet allow the branches of our trees to flow and bend, dancing this beautiful dance called life that you have given us. I evoke the spiritual medicine of the single eye. May it free our minds and fill our hearts with passion for each moment, for each breath. Ever so grateful in this magical, magical experience. Mahalo.
Thank you, Katie. Wow. Ah, the breath of life. One's breath. I was looking up pneumoplasm, and pneuma came up as it's connected to, in Greek, it's connected to an etymology I can't pronounce, but called breath or blow, air in motion, necessary to life, breath of life, spirit. In the Hawaiian culture language, aloha, ha, the breath of life. Aloha is to exchange the breath of life. And in greeting, you would, as if to go to shake a hand, but you would grab the person's elbow, and they would grab your elbow, and you would embrace each other, third eye and nose connecting, and just sit there and breathe. Exchange the breath of life. Aloha. It's said that, and I've heard elders tell me that they would watch their elders when they were keiki, children, and then just watch them. One would cry, just feeling the other's story or feeling the other's joy. And then they would share in that moment. Honing in, as Gary was saying, honing in the moment, in this breath. Boy, when I'm lost or at my wit's end of things or getting so taken over by my human capacities, by what's in front of me, I do my best to take a breath and focus on this moment, this breath. It's such a powerful thing, right? I wouldn't say in our fingertips, but it's even closer than that. To see what's really there, to feel what's really there. Be open to the path that is calling forth, or the space that is wanting for us to be still in. In what I said on Sunday, what came in that was, may we plant ourselves in this moment, yet allow the branches of our trees to flow and bend, dancing with this beautiful dance called life that you have given us. That stuck with me in preparations for this evening. Staying centered and planted in this moment, but allowing the trunk and the branches and the leaves to flow, move and flow. Made me think of hiking up here in Green Ridge and Sunrise Ranch here and sitting on some of the boulders, maybe moon rocks even, and just watching the trees bend and flow and the leaves. You know, certain leaves catch the wind and every little murmur of it. Certain leaves just are steady movements. And some, like the pine trees, they're not leaves, they're needles. They don't move at all. But the tree moves. And I feel like that's all of our unique expressions of life. And I don't think we're one given tree at one for the rest of our whole lives. I think sometimes I'm the aspen leaves going like this. Dancing away, shimmering away. And then sometimes I feel as if I'm that pine tree, just strong and steady. Or then the willow. Oh boy. Breathing. My, what stories they can share. We just breathe them and listen to them. Breathe the moment in. In the moment of stillness, my experience is I can see, sometimes I can see what's needed. And I could feel into if that's something that I can bring into my field, my creative field, or not. Or maybe reach out to someone that could maybe do that. Because that's something that's their gift. They're gifted in doing. And if it's mine, evaluating, is it really mine to do or mine to give? But the mind, a lot of thinking, has to be in alignment with the heart. That's serving that source of life, that breath. Not my human capacities serving the other way around. It's coming through my human capacities. Sometimes I think of what the field would look like if I brought that gift, or if I invited that gift somehow. And then I think of what it wouldn't look like. And it kind of helps me to feel into the moment, the mind and the heart working together to discern. Not rushing into something. There's sometimes there needs to be quick decision. But when there's people and major things to be thought about, giving it space, as much space as needed. Sometimes sleeping on it. So I'd like to invite us to go into listening pairs and explore this. Listening pairs, one speaks, one listens with their eyes, ears, and heart. It's not a conversation back and forth. This is really a space for the person that's speaking in the moment to share whatever they feel like. To whatever point they feel comfortable. And then switching. There's going to be 8 minutes each person. So 16 minutes total. This will all be in the chat. I just want to go over it real quick. Person A wants to decide who's person A. Think of your manifest world. Review your manifest world. The people and situations close in. Those further away, and then globally. Really review. Give yourself a moment to do that. And then think of one gift that you can bring to your world right now. Just one, after you reviewed all the different distances and orbits within your life. What's one gift that you could bring? And then imagine your world, and what would it look like in 5 years from now with that gift? So not tomorrow, not next week, 5 years from now. What could it look like with that gift and then without that gift? And just share what you feel. There's a lot of thinking going on, but I want to reach into the feeling realm as well, working together. And then the last part of your sharing and your thinking is, are you ready to bring this gift? And if so, share what that first step would be. Just the first step. You don't have to think of like everything. Just what would be the first step to bring this gift if you feel that you want to bring that now? And then person B will respond and evoke the spirit of the single eye for person A. It could start with, I see. I bless, I understand. And once that's complete, figured about 8 minutes would be a good amount of time, then you switch. I hope that makes sense. It is in the chat. And just be aware that you are at will and only share what you feel comfortable sharing and feeling into this, giving yourself the space to explore at the same time. So I'm going to leave this to Chris Buentiempo. I believe he's our Zoom master this evening to put us into listening pairs. Wowie wooey. I love visioning my world. You know, I love like just kind of expanding and feeling the mind and the heart just wow. And feeling others and doing that together. How creative, how generative, yay. Oh, I'm feeling a lot of nods, a lot of yes. Yes. Thank you, thank you. I like to open it to the whole group and see if there's any sharings. We'll do about 5-10 minutes and see where we go. So make sure to unmute yourself before you start speaking and try to give some space for others too.
I think we can all say that, behold, I create all things new in that dynamic that we shared together. So here we are expanding on our capacity to create and to offer the world our gifts. And it's a beautiful session. Thank you very much.
I'm just thrilled that in the way we shared that each one can have an increased experience of self-confidence, assurance, of not looking around for who's watching them or whatever, but have this genuine experience of themselves that they are in the midst of a great creative process and life's got their back and there's something original and creative that is their own, and I support that.
It was an amazing experience, Kiahi. It just brought to light how beautiful we each are in our expression and how beautiful we view and see our worlds and how our hearts have the desire and the passion to be in the place we are and yet to move forward in becoming more. And it was so evident and so clear and so authentic. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. The questions were so generative and at first glance, maybe even overwhelming until your voice starts to speak for you. And with my partner, it was just these moments in time where it just unfolded so easily. You know, it felt like, well, I have to think this through and didn't have to think it through at all. It was an opportunity in this sacred space to just unfold those things that were inside that were let go because there were questions and there was a listener. And that's always a sacred space. So thank you.
So great to enfold the world of someone else and to be able to share my world with my partner. And I was thinking of the tapestry. I'm sure I'm much older than I was with Melissa, and my life is moving in a certain direction and her life is moving in a certain direction. So great to be able to support her vision of what she needs to do, her next steps, and her 5-year plan and to experience that myself. It's so good to support and to love each other and to just appreciate this beautiful tapestry that we're a part of.
I was going to piggyback since Patricia was my partner, just say that by having that reflection, it was a really good, like a cheerleading squad for knowing that, you know, I'm in the right place, I'm doing the right things, and I'm on my path, even though it may look different from the broad vision, that it's still that, I'm still doing that path. You know, she really gave me that reflection and it feels really reassuring. So thank you.
I think for me, it was a wonderful experience because while I was listening to we were three of us, while I would listen to each person, there were a lot of things that were coming to me. It was like everybody was sharing their plans and everything. And when it got to me, one of the things that came to me very much was the fact that, you know, what I'm going to do in the next 5 years has to start now, and it starts with me now, and I need to be honest about it. And so like something came straight in my face, like you have to look at this. And it was very interesting to be in this experience and to share this together with my partners. Thank you.
What a gift to be heard and seen and see and hear each other through to the truth, to the divine, the source of life and all things in each other, and still hold each other through all the rest in understanding. Boy, it's one of my edges, one of my things I work on every day, every moment. And I'm just thankful to be walking this journey with all of you, having these amazing, amazing moments together. I'm going to move on to our closing piece, give the Zoom masters a moment. This piece is Andrea Bocelli and Celine Dion, The Prayer. This is a sing-along kind of type of video where they have people from all around the world on Zoom recording, mixing it together. And so the words are there in various ways. It was an invitation from them both to come together. It was in April of this year, so right in the beginning of COVID and lockdown and things like that. And let's be open to the prayer, you know, to be guided. I'm gonna close our time with that song, that video. Thank you all.
And hold it in our heart. ricordarci
when stars go out each night,
eterna stella sei nella mia preghiera.
Let this be our prayer.
Quanta fede c'è.
Faith so we'll be saved.
Sogniamo un mondo senza più violenza, un mondo di giustizia e di speranza.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any dry eyes in the house?
Yeah. Thank you, Gary.
Hey, JJ.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Hello, Christine.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye, Marisha.
Love you.
Love you, JJ.
Hey,
my friend.